Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
75-year-old Alan Weisselberg, President Trump's former CFO, failed to pay taxes on more than $1.7 million worth of gifts. He could have gotten years in prison, but probably will serve no more than 100 days if he agrees to become a witness for the prosecution against the Trump Organization. Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. The federal magistrate judge who authorized the FBI search warrant of President Trump's Florida home said he could release portions of the underlying affidavit to the public after giving federal prosecutors a week to suggest redactions or removing content. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News Thursday.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A child's death in Nebraska has shocked the medical community.
A child has died from a suspected infection of a brain-eating amoeba in Nebraska. If confirmed, it will be the first known death from it in the state. The Douglas County Health Director stated that the child had gone swimming in the Elkhorn River and began showing symptoms 5 days later.
Right now, the CDC is in possession of tests to further confirm that this was indeed caused by Naegleria fowleri. And right now, we are urging the public to simply be aware and to take precautions when they are being exposed to any warm, freshwater lakes, streams, ponds. Those types of sources are really where you're going to see your highest risk.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Japan's government wants young people to drink more alcohol in an effort to reverse declining sales and less tax revenue for Japan's government. The Saka Viva campaign wants young people between the ages of 20 and 39 to help out their efforts. As the FBI is being scrutinized by millions of Americans for breaking the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, when they raided President Trump's home, the same judge that okayed the warrant by Attorney General Merrick Garland is presiding whether or not to release its contents. Normally would not be released until after an arrest or conviction. But with the history of the FBI lying in recent years, the FBI's word does not carry the weight it once did in America. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News disputes the agency's claims on the Trump raid.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me, because we've heard that there were discussions about whether or not they were going to execute this warrant, and my sources tell tell me they were spirited discussions for a couple of weeks. So if they were really concerned, and I've been concerned many times in my career when writing warrants about the destruction of evidence, and also when we're hitting houses or executing warrants, when we're concerned about, there are exigent circumstances, and we know for a fact that something is most probably going to be destroyed. But here, I don't really see that based on the timeline that we've discovered in the last week.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have back with us the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, the one and only DeRoy Murdoch. Hey, DeRoy, how we doing?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Great to talk to you.
Hey, always good. Boy, I'll tell you, all eyes are on New York these days. I mean, if it isn't the crime, it's just madness out there in the streets. And I sometimes, if you don't mind, I just get a little concerned, you know, for you. I go, I hope you're walking with somebody who's watching your six, you know?
Well, I think that the military loves to use a term which very much applies to living in New York City these days, which is situational awareness. Maintain constant situational awareness.
Exactly. And, keep your head on a swivel. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly right. And, you know, it used to be just, you know, certain times of night in certain neighborhoods, but you've got all kinds of chaos going on all over the place. Just across the street, maybe, I don't know, 150, 200 feet from where I sit today. I was out on, I think it was on Saturday afternoon, about 4 o'clock or so, and there's some guy just sitting down right in front of this very nice luxury condo building on the ground, sitting Indian style. And there's a little needle there, and he's putting this needle into his hand, and there's blood at that spot. And could have been, I don't know, maybe he's checking his blood sugar. My guess is he's probably injecting something. And this is out in the street, sunshine, beautiful day, lots of people walking around. He's not off in a corner down a dark alley. It's not 4 a.m., it's 4 p.m., and some young ladies walking by, we just looked at each other, and we just said, oh, look at that, you know, middle of the day, just shooting up right out here in the open, and we looked at each other, rolled our eyes, and just said, oh, wow, what a city. And yeah. That's just one small snapshot of life in New York these days. It's as if Rudy Giuliani never set foot into City Hall.
Exactly. Forget about broken windows. And the same thing is happening in the West Coast. I mean, L.A., the same thing. The homelessness, the addiction, people pooping in the streets. I mean, things like this. Kids being exposed to all kinds of stuff. I mean, in some places, it's being reported, DeRoy. You know, you got these people are just out there just having open air sex. And they're right across, you know, from a schoolyard.
It's astonishing. And the response from the authorities is, good for you, find your inner peace. I mean, it's awful. And I'm sure the cops would love to step in and intervene. But you have these DAs who don't want to prosecute people. You've got a lot of Democrat politicians who either don't want to get involved or actually think that these are good things happening. And we have so many of our great American cities just sliding down the toilet.
Well, these social justice warriors, I mean, it's like, hey, look at your theory. You've had full application. You've gotten government support, taxpayer money. How's this working out for you, this grand experiment that you've taken this country and these major cities, like New York and L.A., Chicago? You are destroying these cities with your theory.
Mm-hmm. And it's only been the last couple of years. I mean, this whole defund the police thing really kicked in after the killing of George Floyd, which is roughly Memorial Day of 2020. So we're talking, what is that, 2 years, 2 months approximately. This isn't something that's really been going on in a big way decades. I mean, liberals have been pushing these ideas in general, but in terms of just sort of full-blown application, full-throated implementation of these ideas is pretty much from the George Floyd period onward. And in the last 2 years, you've seen, I think, for 2021, 16 different cities across America having all-time homicide records. More people murdered in these cities than ever. So this isn't just someone losing a purse or maybe somebody's cell phone gets snatched, which would be bad enough. We're talking about dead bodies in graveyards because the grand experiment, as you call it, of defund the police and attack the police, demonize the police. AOC, Congresswoman AOC from my state, said, oh, don't worry, this will be great. It will be, quote, like a suburb, quote, like a suburb, unquote. And I don't know too many suburbs where people have to lie in bed and hope they don't get shot in the head while they're sleeping in bed, as happens to little kids in Chicago, or walking down the street looking at people with needles in their hands, as I just described to you here just last Saturday in New York. I don't know if that's really suburban life, as I understand it.
No, I don't. I'm not aware of that, even in the worst nightmare of suburban life that I can think of. And of course, if that's not enough, you've got illegal aliens swarming, you know, from the border to Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's extraordinary. We have this new program now where Governor Abbott has been sending up these illegal aliens because Texas, I guess, shouldn't be expected to hold all these people themselves. And so he's trying to give these sanctuary city mayors a taste of the medicine they say they desire. These same mayors like mine, Eric Adams, and these other liberal Democrat mayors have said, oh, it's a sanctuary city. Everyone's welcome. Our arms are welcome. Please come enjoy the experience of our city of life. And they get one or two busloads of illegal aliens, and they start screaming, oh, we can't handle this. We're overwhelmed. We can't take it. We need federal help. I mean, I thought the idea was everyone's welcome. Evidently, they're not welcome. But what the city of New York has decided to do with these illegal aliens rolling in is to take over this hotel, which used to be called the Milford Plaza. They had these TV ads all over the country. We'd see people kind of, the hotel staff acting as if they were in a Broadway musical, singing and dancing.
Right. This is like the Annie Plaza, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that hotel.
Yeah, right.
And renamed the Row, R-O-W, Row Hotel. It's a big, luxury, gorgeous hotel right on 8th Avenue in the Times Square area. And the city's taking that over and turning it into a giant refugee center for illegal aliens. So think about this. You come from Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, Ghana, Nepal, wherever it may be, 160 different countries from which people are swimming across the Rio Grande, coming across the border. And you get to the other side, and they give you a free cell phone, put you on a bus, and next thing you know, you're sleeping in a luxury hotel in Times Square. I mean, this is almost like something out of a movie, like some kind of a fantasy picture. And just imagine your astonishment if, 3 weeks ago you're living in some little village in Honduras, confronting bone-grinding poverty, and next thing you know, you're in a hotel room around at Times Square with the mayor of New York paying your bill.
Exactly.
And me, by the way, is a taxpayer paying the bill too, so you're welcome. I mean, it's you just cannot invent this stuff. You cannot hallucinate the kind of public policy and the kind of craziness we have in the United States of America today.
And are they getting room service there at the Milford Plaza? I mean,
they're probably.
I mean, that's not cheap. I mean, I remember my first introduction. Of course, this was years ago. My first time into to New York, and I love New York, by the way. I've always loved New York, and people from, you know, that know me from California say, well, are you out of your mind? I go, well, you know, just the energy and everything. But my first experience was I got in late, and they had reservations for me at the Plaza, and I go, oh, gosh, I better have something. And I think the cheeseburger and some fries and a Coke was like $50.
That's about right. Yeah, it was a good cheeseburger, right? Really good.
Yeah, well, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. It was like, God.
I had my breakfast as usual, my vitamins and whatnot, and tea and some yogurt. And I imagine if I were an illegal alien at the Row Hotel, I'd probably have, Eggs Benedict and fresh squeezed orange juice and maybe some nice tea, a nice coffee or tea or something like this. And, of course, paid for by the taxpayers of New York. So you're welcome.
It's a hard knock life.
It really is, yes.
It really is unbelievable. Well, the IRS, the Internal Repression Service, thank you very much, Joe Biden and the Democrats. And Joe Manchin, oh, by the way, let's throw him in the mix because he
Thank
was the
you,
one.
Thanks so much.
Right? Thank you, both Joes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a really nasty thing. We've got this so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which is not going to reduce inflation, and what it will increase dramatically by about 93% is the payroll at the IRS, and we are going to see this enormous increase in IRS agents, 87,000 new ones, or to be precise, it's 86,652, I think is the number, and 86,852.
Look, I'll tell you what, we got to pause for a second.
Okay.
Let's pick up on that. We come back more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shane with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. On August 11, 1946, Reverend Charlie Byers set out to put the gospel message on the airwaves with the Gospel Tide Hour radio show in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. What started out as a local vision has become a global mission to share the gospel with people all around the world through regional radio broadcasts that tell of the hope of Christ in local languages. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, such as sharing the gospel in local languages. We at the Tide Ministry are committed to continue this mission for Christ, and we're already prepping for the next 7 decades of ministry outreach. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and impact even more people over the next 7 decades, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Nineteen minutes.
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, and also to Roy Murdoch, the Manhattan Base Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. We were talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, and of course that big, humongous line item. We rounded up and say 87,000 new IRS agents. DeRoy, we were reported here a couple weeks ago that the IRS has access to all kinds of automatic weaponry, millions of rounds of ammo, and of course now they're going to have to order more ammo and more guns with these 87,000 new agents, because one of the requirements was that they had to understand they were going to have with them a concealed carry, they were going to be able to carry a gun with them, and they also were authorized to use lethal force.
No, this is true. I mean, you've got both the number of IRS agents, which is huge, and then what they're going to do in terms of the number, it's a brand new $80 billion for 86,852,000 new IRS agents, so almost 87,000. And if they were just going to audit billionaires, there are only 735 American billionaires. So that would be 118 IRS agents per billionaire. But of course, they're not going to do that. They're going to be coming mm-hmm. after middle class taxpayers, people making, in some cases, earning money just from the earned income tax credit, people making between $1 and $25,000, people making below 50. So these people are going to have a lot of people being audited who are not billionaires. And then in terms of the job description for some of these folks, they've said very specifically on the IRS's career page last week, it said they're looking for people who can, quote, carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary, mm-hmm. and also, quote, be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments, unquote. So, you know, we're talking about armed agents, not just people sitting there with, calculators and green eye shades.
Yeah. This is a scary thought. People who are untrained, and I don't know if you read this, I think there's been at least a dozen already, just with the current, battalion of IRS agents, because they've got guns and they've got ammo, and there's been at least a dozen incidences of misfires. You know, they've shot holes in the wall. Thank God they haven't killed a fellow IRS agent or anybody else for that matter, or shot themselves in the foot. And maybe they did and they just didn't report that, but God only knows. I mean, you have people, these are bean counters. These are guys that are used to working with number two Ticonderoga pencils or, computer-aided software programs, spreadsheets. They're not out on the range. I mean, it's tough enough to get people who are in law enforcement out on the range and to keep their, their eyes sharp and shooting appropriately, much less people in government whose job is to, count the beans and collect taxes.
I love the idea that the Democrats want to defund the police, but they want to fund armed IRS agents. Isn't that something?
And about that.
Think about that. Your local cop who's trying to keep you and your loved ones safe from burglars and robbers and rapists and murderers. And let's take away their money, but let's give $80 billion to IRS agents, some of whom are armed. There was a study by the Treasury Inspector General of the Treasury for Tax Administration, and between 2009 and 2011, there were in fact 11 incidents where these folks discharged their guns accidentally, and in a couple of these instances, there were misfires that caused property damage and personal injury. So apparently, they shot their guns more times unintentionally than intentionally. So, this is also the gang that can't shoot straight. So not at all.
It's funny. That's exactly how I was thinking, the same thing. I mean, my gosh, this is all we need to know is, some Barney Fife lookalike be heading the group there or something.
Fife guy puts down his Dixon Ticonderoga pencil and picks up a gun and then misfires, ready. Fire, aim,
Aim, yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe that's what we're okay. To save everybody, we're only going to give you one bullet. We're going to use the Barney Fife
bullet, yeah,
of ammo supply.
Very carefully.
Oh, my gosh. This is, but you're exactly right. I mean, here we are. We need to, and things funny. I'm here in Florida, right? And, what's her name? Val Demings. All right, former police officer, which we found out.
Anyway,
and she had her issues as a police officer. Anyway, but you know, and as a chief. But anyway, so now she's claiming that she's for, you know, funding police. You know, after all, she's had this background, you know, this great background as chief, police chief in Orlando. And, oh, my gosh, it's just so, I mean, I guess she wants to believe, like all the other Democrats, is that the American people are just too stupid, that we don't read and we don't have any grasp of history whatsoever.
Well, I think part of what the Democrats have run into is that usually it takes a little while for their bad ideas to kick in. So this whole sort of tax and spend welfare state, you know, you don't see the damage of the welfare state overnight. It usually takes a few years to see that things like, you know, the lack of fathers in homes and the social breakdown, this doesn't happen in a year or two. But the defund the police idea, as we said earlier, is just about 2 years old, and we've already seen in 2 years what this has done for homicides, for rapes, for armed robberies. I mean, this the effect has been instant, and you know, you may be able to hide some level of social erosion because you don't really see things like you know, impacts of, again, fatherlessness. It doesn't stand right in your face immediately. But when you've got a body on the ground with four or five cops looking at the body, putting, you know, tracing an outline around the body and then putting up the yellow police tape saying stay away, that's hard to miss.
Yes.
And so the severe and brutal and fatal impact of these ideas is so in our faces and so direct and so palpable. The Democrats can't hide or say, let's go study this with some sociologists. The effect is immediate and severe. And I think that's why even some people on the far left have said, all right, let's this horse is going in the wrong direction. Let's turn the horse around, or at least jump off the horse before
well,
the cliff.
And the sadder part, or equally a sad part of this too, is the women who are raped in broad daylight that carry this violation with them for the rest of their life, all brought to you by these Democratic policies and these attorney generals that are so progressive, Soros supported, and they're killing our cities and they are ruining lives at every level. And, you know, what do you do? I mean, it breaks my heart when I see stuff like this, DeRoy. I think, oh my, what is going to happen? What is this woman, you know, what kind of therapy is she going to have to deal with for the rest of her life because the city decided to let its guard down, all because of, you know, their perceived social justice solutions that aren't just flat out not working.
Yeah, you're correct about this. I mean, you've got people who've got to deal with rape and its psychological repercussions. You've got people who have been killed, and of course, they're in caskets with all that entails. All their grieving spouses, grieving loved ones, grieving parents, grieving children. When mommy or daddy or Uncle Bob or Aunt Jane or whoever it is has been killed, and people who've got to deal with all that, what that impact that has on communities, on families, on neighborhoods, et cetera. And so, yeah, these repercussions of these ideas, these terrible ideas, can go on for decades in terms of the psychological damage they have. Certainly, if you're trying to have a community get back, become productive and thriving and flourish, hard to do when you've got crime running rampant through these places. I know that New York City is suffering economically because of all the crime, people who don't want to come back to work in New York, they'd rather stay out in the suburbs and work remotely because they're afraid of coming into town and you know, getting attacked. I know in Chicago, a big hedge fund called Citadel, they had one of their employees, I believe, attacked and either, I don't know, assaulted, murdered, I forget the specific details, right across the street or maybe a block away from the office in downtown Chicago. And so the executive said, you know what, we've had enough, we're moving to Miami. And the entire company's moving your way. They're leaving Chicago
because
their neighbors down there in Florida.
Right.
So you have
little less than a minute left here. The Mar-a-Lago raid, the reverberations continue, right?
They do continue. And, you know, I think that people are looking at this and confronting the fact that we have a two-track justice system in this country. You've got this raid against President Trump's residence. No U.S. president's residence ever has been raided by the cops. And I think we would probably feel more comfortable at this if we'd seen Hillary Clinton's residence raided after she had 2,100 classified emails on her home server, which she was not supposed to have. There were classified documents James Comey took with him out of the Justice Department. He leaked that to a Columbia University Law School professor, then leaked that to our so-called paper of record to get a special counsel against Trump. No raid at Comey's house.
To be continued, DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. It's back to school season, and according to new research conducted by one poll for Office Depot, 44% of teachers and 55% of parents reported feeling less anxious about the upcoming school year compared to 2021. After 2 years of considerable classroom and teaching adaptations, students, parents, and teachers are ready for a fresh start. Office Depot is committed to making going back to school as easy as ever, with quick pickup and delivery options, a top-notch selection of tools to tackle any subject for students and teachers, and savings with up to 60% off Office Depot's best-selling school supplies through September 10th. Take advantage of even more discounts with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership. Through the company's Give Back to Schools program, customers can also help the school of their choice earn credits for free supplies with a qualifying purchase. Visit Office Depot online or in-store today to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
75-year-old Alan Weisselberg, President Trump's former CFO, failed to pay taxes on more than $1.7 million worth of gifts. He could have gotten years in prison, but probably will serve no more than 100 days if he agrees to become a witness for the prosecution against the Trump Organization. Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. The federal magistrate judge who authorized the FBI search warrant of President Trump's Florida home said he could release portions of the underlying affidavit to the public after giving federal prosecutors a week to suggest redactions or removing content. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News Thursday.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me.
USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Zemarek joins us now from Stream.org, of which he is the senior editor for Stream.org. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. I'm celebrating one more wretched mediocrity leaving the Republican Party.
Ain't into that.
Liz Cheney outspending her opponent 2-1 and losing by 2-1. And what does she do? She goes on television and compares herself to Abraham Lincoln. Now, it's sort of absurd to point out that Liz Cheney is no Abe Lincoln. She's not even John Wilkes Booth. He was at least good at acting.
I don't know what to say. Oh,
Liz Cheney can't even pretend to have integrity. She's running these Stalinist show trials of the January 6th defendants in Congress. She is the stooge playing a Republican in order to help the Democrats try to destroy ordinary citizens who did a peaceful protest. They're not following any rules of evidence. They're reporting secondhand hearsay and wild conspiracy theories. They're not allowing any cross-examination. There's no defense counsel. I mean, we used to do mock trials in seventh grade, and they were a lot closer to judicial standards than what Liz Cheney has been foisting on the American people in Congress. And with all this, she couldn't hold on to her little district in Wyoming.
Exactly. Well, you know, she doesn't live there. I think she just has a little post office box in one of those, you know, postal off post box, you know, services there downtown or something like that. But I'll tell you, you know, John, you know, between her and her dad. And, you know, the Trump derangement syndrome, I mean, this is really quite telling because it's quite the litmus test to just to tell you how diseased and infected the Beltway consciousness is, isn't it?
That's right. I have my new piece at stream.org. It's called Liz Cheney, the Latest Fatality from Trump Derangement Syndrome. And I lay out TDS as if it were a mental illness because it is.
It is, yeah.
It leads people in the they start off saying, oh, this is in defense of conservative principles. Pretty soon they're siding with Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and every other radical leftist to do anything they can to help the Democrats and to open the borders, to throw our money away on this war in Ukraine, to castrate kids, to keep abortion legal up through birth in 50 states. They'll do anything, anything. If Trump is for it, they are against it.
Exactly.
And that's what happens when personal hatred and envy are what's driving you. And what happened was Donald Trump challenged their control over the machinery of the Republican Party. And they want it back. They want their red stapler. They want the Xerox machines back. And they're willing to destroy the country rather than let Donald Trump have their Xerox machine.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, like what they did with George Bush, they took all the T's off the keyboards. They wanted to make sure nobody could, you know, use a T in any of their sentences. So they took that off, right? That's how much they've lost their mind.
Well, again, it's personal. It's like they've decided their new political principle is Donald Trump has cooties, and anyone he touches has cooties too. And what's going on is it's a contamination phobia. It's like a small child yelling about the cooties. You can't argue with that kind of crazy.
Exactly.
You can't reason with it. It's primal. It's like when a bunch of natives decide that one of them has to be the scapegoat and must be sacrificed to the river god. Your logical syllogisms are not of much use in responding to them.
Well, the essence of a democratic process is reasoning. You have to be able to reason together. That's when a democracy is most effective. And the Democratic Party and these progressives, I say primarily the Democrats because the Democrats are, boy, you talk about the host contagion of non-reasoning and this ideologically fixed mindset that is retarding their party and spreading into the Liz Cheneys and the other so-called moderate Republicans. Republicans, these rhino Republicans, I mean, somebody's got to stop them, you know, from, you know, the damage that they're, you know, doing to the party, they're doing to themselves in this process because of Trump derangement syndrome, John. I mean, this is really sad, you know, to think about it, because meanwhile, as they continue to march along, we get these stupid, you know, bills like, you know, Joe Manchin and Joe Biden gave us that does absolutely nothing that the title of the bill, you know, is supposed to do in much the same way as Obama's Affordable Care Act, right?
That's right. And it's not just hatred for Donald Trump as a person. They hate his voters.
Exactly.
These are Republicans who hate the Republican base. They hold blue-collar Americans, evangelical Christians, conservative Catholics, pro-lifers. They hold us in contempt. They think that they're superior. And the funny thing is they're not. These are people with IQs of 95 who, because they're cynical and Machiavellian and have no spiritual lives, they think they're smarter than people who are reading John Wesley and reading Thomas Aquinas and engaged in complicated relationships with God and doing charitable things to try to help their neighbor. They look down on us. They sneer at us like the village atheist sneering at Mother Teresa.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it was interesting, John. I don't know. Have you seen the movie Man of God? that Yelena Pravovicta, you've got to see this movie. It is incredible. It is about a Greek saint who, because he was for the poor people, and the people were gravitating to him. It's almost Jesus-like, because his life story, this is a true story, and how he was cast out and maligned by the ruling authority of the time of the Greek Orthodox Church. And this guy was guilty of caring for the poor people, having a heart and being compassionate and loving towards the less thans. And he was marginalized.
How do we know that the Democrats and the never-Trump Republicans really don't care? Well, they're cutting funding to crisis pregnancy centers that offer women alternatives to abortion. They're continuing funding for Planned Parenthood, which vivisects babies to take out their organs while they're still alive so they can be used for vaccine research and transplants. They support the castration of children based on psychological confusion caused by things like drag queen story hour at their public schools. We're not dealing with a nearly human institution anymore in the in the Democratic Party. We're dealing with principalities and powers.
Really, we are.
Preternatural spiritual evil is abroad in this country, and it's gained control of the Democratic Party, and it wields influence in the top levels of the Republican Party. We're undergoing a national exorcism, and the overturning of Roe v. Wade really enraged the dark spirits that are occupying many, many institutions in our country. This is the stage in the exorcism where the demon stops bandying words with you and trying to argue with you rationally and just starts screaming and tries to rip the priest's head off.
Yes, exactly. No, you're exactly right. This is what's happening. The Democrats, especially the elected officials, I mean, watch them. They continue to support death, whether it is with the abortion pill. They want to be able just to send them out, just mail order, send them out. No concern whatsoever. They tell the women, hey, taking an abortion pill is like taking Tylenol. Are you kidding me? I mean, what happened to informed consent and what's involved with those? And this is why people who have experienced the abortion pill are freaking out because of the pain and suffering they went through. And these manufacturers are, you know, with the support of our elected officials and the Democratic Party, are supporting the continuation and mail order of these pills that are very dangerous. And forget about informed consent. There's no informed consent on it. It's just, covered in lies in much the same way that Roe v. Wade back in 73 was. Just got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. A conversation with Stream.org's Dr. John Zamara continues. John, pick it up where we left off, if you would, please.
Sure. In the wake of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, we're not seeing liberal commentators argue with the rationale that Samuel Alito offered in his majority opinion. No one's saying, well, no, actually, look at this interpretation of the 14th Amendment or the First or the Fourth Amendment, and I'll show you that abortion is protected by the U.S. Constitution. No, they're not doing that. They're screaming at the sky. They're throwing blood on people. They're threatening the lives of Supreme Court justices. There are no arguments for abortion being covered by the Constitution. The left has admitted that. We've pointed out the emperor has no clothes. He's just waving his ding-dong in public, and they don't argue with it. No, they have no arguments. So what they're reduced to doing is threatening. Threatening to kill people, threatening to overthrow the government, threatening to do illegal abortions. So that we have to realize at a certain point, argumentation loses its usefulness. We have to simply defeat these people. We have to beat them. We have to humiliate them politically. We have to use the police to enforce the law. We have to make them afraid of consequences. We're dealing with thugs who are goaded by demons.
Yeah.
We have to man up and face the reality. This is something like a civil war. The left has started it. We will finish it.
Exactly. And John, you know, the thing is, it comes from a party that says that they're hashtag for women, and they are damaging women for the sake of the institution of Planned Parenthood and these abortionists. I mean, forget about what is right and safe for women of America. Heck no, that has nothing to do with it. We've got to maintain the industry of abortion and Planned Parenthood. So we need to continue to bow down to their altar, right?
Right. If they cared about women, they'd be protecting women's restrooms and locker rooms and women's sports from pervert men who stick on a wig and while still growing a beard pretend that they're women. I mean, there are women in prison getting raped by male prisoners. sexualize women. So they get transferred to women's prisons. They were already been convicted of rape, and they rape again at the new women's prison where they pretend they're a woman. The Democrats don't care about any of the constituencies that they claim to represent. They don't care about Black Americans. They don't care about Latinos. They don't care about women. They care about power. They care about money. And right now, money is pouring in from perverted male billionaires supporting the transgender. The whole transgender thing is being funded by three or four sex pervert men, white male billionaires who have a fetish that they like to think of themselves as women. And in order to feel better about themselves, they're pouring their family money into converting the whole of society to the state of gender and sex confusion that they personally are experiencing as symptoms probably caused by pornography addiction.
Exactly. Now, well, this is what happens, and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Remember, it was the Democrats that blatantly decided to remove God from their party platform. And the Democratic Party since then, sadly, and is clearly demonstrated now, has become an evil party. I don't know how else to put it, John. I mean, sadly.
Well, let me offer some proof. The Temple of Satan is an official Satanist organization registered as a church. They are filing amicus curiae briefs to overturn abortion laws, claiming that abortion is a religious ritual for them, a sacrifice to Satan. And you know what? The Democrats are not denouncing them. Planned Parenthood hasn't, you know, distanced themselves from them. The Democrats are accepting and welcoming support from the Temple of Satan to keep abortion legal as a religious ritual, a human sacrifice. That's what we're dealing with. The Democrats have no problem with that.
Right.
But they call us dangerous Christian nationalists because we repeat the philosophy of the Founding Fathers.
Well, and we know by experience, John, you and I, you know, we read in Scripture what happens when you turn your back on God and you open the portal for the demonic, and that it's taken over this party. And this is why so many people in the Democratic Party are exiting. There is a grand exodus. Last 2 weeks ago, over 1 million people said, hey, I'm no longer associated with the Democratic Party. And this is all part and parcel. They may not have their finger exactly on the problem. They just sense intuitively there's something off with the Democratic Party. And this is what happens when you become godless. You start opening the door to the demonic, and you do these things that, are very dangerous. And Jonathan Cahn's new book, you know, The Rise of the Gods, is quite revealing, and that'll be coming out in a couple weeks, John. And this is, this is what's happening in our country right now.
Yeah, I mean, look at who the Democrats put in office. They've got that bald transvestite who's involved in a dog fetish cult running our nuclear security. You've got who's that that person from Pennsylvania, Levine?
Oh yeah, wow.
He's dressed up like a meter maid. I mean.
Well, you know, I thought maybe they went and cast him from, you know, a bad version of Cirque du Soleil that went, you know, kind of off the rails somewhere. You know, that was my thought. I said, really, this is serious?
And meanwhile, they continue to make attacks on Trump and his supporters like monkeys throwing poop at the wall of their cage to see what sticks. And if it slides down the wall, they just throw another one.
Yes.
And the latest one is that Trump had nuclear secrets and cocktail napkins and dinner invitations that he took from the White House. I mean, when that falls to the floor of the cage, they'll come up with something else.
Of course.
And the media pretends it's true, takes it seriously. And then when it's debunked, they ignore it and they move on to the next thing. Do you remember when Brett Kavanaugh was allegedly running a teenage rape
gang? Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. Sure. Yeah.
And Kyle Rittenhouse committed first-degree murder when running down the street away from an angry mob and shooting behind him to try to protect himself?
Well, hey, these are the stories that they perpetrate, and it's all manufactured, just like the FBI, what they did with Governor Whitmer, right?
Oh, I know. They recruited a gang of people It was like Ocean's 11. They recruited everyone to do a kidnapping of the governor, and then when the people showed up, they arrested them for the thing they'd recruited them for. This is textbook. It was textbook entrapment. Thing is, the FBI has been doing that for 30 years.
Right.
They entrapped anti-Vietnam War demonstrators. They entrapped Muslim Americans. The FBI is a profoundly sinister organization on the order of the Russian KGB or the East German Stasi, and it needs to be completely dismantled. People need to lose their pensions. People need to be unemployed. They need to take the building, padlock it, fumigate it, and then evacuate it after.
Exactly. No, this is what it's coming down to. The American people are starting to demand this because, you know, here, just if we look in just the modern era, or let's just take, supposedly when it was cleaned up in the early 70s, right after J. Edgar Hoover, oh, this wasn't going to happen again. Well, you know, we had a slight pause, but then it's come back with madness. You know, it's like that, you know, that parable that Jesus said about, you know, the demon-possessed man, where the demon goes out in the desert for a while and then says, hey, let me check back and bring with me seven worse demons to occupy the old soul of the you know, the redeemed individual, right? And so this is the same thing that happened with the FBI. You know, they got things in a little bit of order, got the office building cleaned up, and those demons came back with seven worse than what we had before, and it's on display right now.
Yep, that is literally what happened. My favorite metaphor for the Democrats right now is the Gadarene swine thundering down the slippery slope into the sea. If you're part of that Gadarene crowd, turn back.
Yes.
Turn back. You can't swim. That's my message.
Amen. Amen. And look at, you know, there has to be a day of judgment on this, John. It cannot continue like this. And, you know, I see inklings of and bonfires of repentance and revival that's happening, where the American people are starting to come together and go back to first principles. First principles, realizing that we are a nation that believes in God, that we trust in God. And like the children of Israel, we are experiencing enough pain here. And in as much, you know, you could say some judgment, inklings of judgment, to the point that they're saying, hey, look, we can't handle this. This is beyond our pay grade. If God himself doesn't come and straighten out this mess, this is going to get worse. Because how do we control all this gender dysphoria that's been, you know, poured into the body politic and into the cultural, you know, stream of, you know, of who we are, John, if God is not the one to do this. Yes.
Being provoked on purpose in order that pharmaceutical companies can make trillions of dollars managing the sexual health of everybody in the country. They all are going to need artificial hormones. They're all going to need to pour money into the likes of Pfizer and Moderna. They didn't make enough money from the dead baby vaccine. They want to make more trillions by sexually medicating the entire population. And God help us, so many of our medical professionals are taking part in this scam. It's like when they were promoting thalidomide or when they were promoting lobotomies for mental patients. It's our descendants are going to look back at us and they're going to be ashamed of us.
You know, sadly so. And the next generation is hanging in the balance in all this, John. So it's important that people realize that you can't sit on the couch and you can't be an observer anymore. You've got to get on the playing field and do something about it. There's no more room for the silent majority. Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor at Stream.org, has been our guest. Thank you, John. Take care. Godspeed,
Thank
my
you.
Friend.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilkington.